I'm Danny Moffitt. The Biden administration has until late this afternoon to respond to the Supreme Court if they want to try to lift that stay on Title 42. Immigration attorney Tammy Fox Isikoff says the rule will allow border agents to expel any immigrant based on COVID concerns, but she also comments that it really doesn't work.
I don't think anything will be more different than it is today, because people who want to come in the country and jump over the border can do so now, and they'll do so with or without Title 42.
Yesterday afternoon, Chief Justice John Roberts granted that temporary stay. Several states had filed an emergency application asking the High Court to keep it from ending. They claim it will lead to complete chaos with an overwhelming flood of immigrants into the USA.
A strong earthquake rocked the Northern California coast overnight. The magnitude 6.4 quake was reported just after 2:30 a.m. Pacific near the town of Ferndale, followed by dozens of aftershocks. The tremor knocked out power to 72,000 homes in Humboldt County. This woman lives in the area about 23 miles southwest of Eureka, California.
It felt like turbulence, like on an airplane, like intense turbulence.
The California Highway Patrol has closed a bridge in Ferndale due to possible structural damage. I'm Lance Pry.
Even without an earthquake, more than 25 million people across much of the central and northwest USA are under wind chill alerts today. Heavy snow is expected this afternoon in states including Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, and most of Minnesota. High temperatures will remain below zero, according to the National Weather Service. This week, more than 80% of the lower 48 will experience temperatures well below freezing. Cities as far south as Atlanta, Houston, and Orlando are on that list. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
According to the United Kingdom Defense Secretary Ben Wallace, Russia has been working out a deal with Iran to give them what they say are, quote, advanced military components. That's in return for the Iranian drones that they've already received. In return for having supplied more than 300 of those drones, Russia now intends to provide Iran with advanced military components, undermining both Middle East and international security. That Defense Secretary Ben Wallace was stressing the importance of exposing the deal. He said Iran now has become one of Russia's top military backers. Earlier in December, the White House sounded a fresh alarm about that growing partnership between Iran and Russia, saying the U.S. will also work to expose and disrupt that exchange of weapons and know-how between the two countries. The U.S. is expected to be sending Ukraine precision bomb kits that will turn existing dumb bombs into smart ones. Those kits and fans are expected to be included in the next security package that's headed to Ukraine. It's also expected that we'll be sending Patriot air defense systems in that next package as well. A Superior Court judge in Maricopa County in Arizona has said that he will allow portions of the lawsuit from Republican Carrie Lake, who lost in the gubernatorial race, to go forward. The judge did say that 8 out of 10 items in her complaint will be dismissed. I'm Danny Moffitt, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.